Psychopath by Randall Garrett. Given psi powers like clairvoyance and telepathy, solving problems of sabotage would be easy, of course. That is, it seems that way at first thought. The man in the pastel blue topcoat walked with steady purpose, but without haste, through the chill, wind-swirled drizzle that filled the air above the streets of Arlington, Virginia. His matching blue cap hood was pulled low over his forehead, and the clear infrared radiating face mask had been flipped down to protect his chubby cheeks and round nose from the icy wind. No one noticed him particularly. He was just another average man who blended in with all the others who walked the streets that day. No one recognized him. His face did not appear often in public places, except in his own state. And, even so, it was a thoroughly ordinary face. But as he walked, Senator John Peter Gonzalez was keeping a mental, fine-webbed, four-dimensional net around him, feeling for the slightest touch of recognition. He wanted no one to connect him in any way with his intended destination. It was not his first visit to the sixth-floor brick building that stood on street in the lower middle-class district of Arlington. Actually, government business took him there more often than would have been safe for the average man on the street. For Senator Gonzalez, the process of remaining incognito was so elementary that it was almost subconscious. Arriving at his destination, he paused on the sidewalk to light a cigarette, shielding it against the wind and drizzle with cupped hands, while his mind made one last check on the surroundings. Then he strode quickly up the five steps to the double doors, which were marked the Society for Mystical and Metaphysical Research, Incorporated. Just as he stepped in, he flipped the face shield up and put on an old-fashioned pair of thick-lensed, black-rimmed spectacles. Then his face assuming a bland smile that would have been completely out of place on Senator Gonzalez, he went from the foyer into the front office. "Good afternoon, Mrs. Jesser," he said, in a high, smooth, slightly accented voice that was not his own. "I perceive by your aura that you are feeling well. Your normal aura color is tinged with a positive golden hue." Mrs. Jesser, a well-rounded matron in her early 40s, rose to the bait, like a porpoise being hand-fed at a Florida zoo. "Dear Swami Chandra, how perfectly wonderful to see you again. You're looking very well yourself." The Swami, whose Indian blood was of the Aztec rather than the Brahmin variety, nonetheless managed to radiate all the mystery of the East. "My well-being, dear Mrs. Jesser, is due to the fact that I have been communing for the past 3 months with my very good friend the fifth Dalai Lama, a most refreshingly wise person." Senator Gonzalez was fond of the Society's crackpot receptionist, and he knew exactly what kind of hokum would please her most. "Oh, I do hope you will find time to tell me all about it," she said, effusively. "Mr. Balfour isn't in the city just now," she went on. "He's lecturing in New York on the history of flying saucer sightings. Do you realize that this is the 40th anniversary of the first saucer sighting back in 1944? "The first photographed sighting," the Swami corrected condescendingly. "Our friends have been watching and guiding us from far longer than that, and were sighted many times before they were photographed." Mrs. Jesser nodded briskly. "Of course, you're right as always, Swami." "I am sorry to hear," the Swami continued smoothly, "that I will not be able to see Mr. Balfour. However, I came at the call of Mr. Brian Taggart, who is expecting me." Mrs. Jesser glanced down at her appointment sheet. "He didn't mention an appointment to me. However," she punched a button on the intercom. "Mr. Taggart, Swami Chandra is here to see you. He says he has an appointment." Brian Taggart's deep voice came over the instrument. "The Swami, as usual, is very astute. I have been thinking about him. Send him right up." "You may go up, Swami," said Mrs. Jesser, wide-eyed. She watched in awe as the Swami marched regally through the inner door and began...